With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made with the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, big changes could be coming for Irish homeowners, especially for those with a bit of extra space since the kids have moved out. Well, Bank of Ireland have announced a new pilot loan that could make it easier than ever to trade down to a smaller home. So today on Lunchtime Live, we're asking, would you consider downsizing if the process was made simpler, or if your house, or is your house your forever home? So can moves like this really free up family-sized houses for younger buyers or younger families, or is it just more pressure on older homeowners to sell what they've worked all their lives for? Well, would a bridging loan tempt you to take the leap, or does it sound more hassle than it's worth? We would love to hear your thoughts on this. George is on the line in Skibbereen. George, would you downsize?
Hey, Anna.
Hiya.
No, definitely not. I mean, it's the family home. We built the house. You have the children, hopefully grandchildren. When they come in, where are they going to go? A porta cabin? A tent?
Yeah.
I mean, it's years of inaction. Years of inaction.
I do wonder, you know, we're talking to people who have, for the most part, worked all their lives, spent most of their working life paying the mortgage off, and then they get to live in the house and they're not allowed to enjoy the space or the home that they've worked so hard for all their lives because of a housing crisis, and the government are suggesting they downsize. It does seem kind of harsh, doesn't it?
It's brainless. I mean, I just don't get it. And anybody that's ever moved or a house or whatever, you always lose when you change houses.
You always lose?
Who's going to compensate the person? The moving expenses, the repainting the other place, all that.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is they're just fingers up their backside, not doing anything about building houses for years and years.
Mm-hmm. Well, we certainly have a problem in terms of younger families trying to get on the property ladder, trying to find homes. The supply isn't there. So this Bank of Ireland new pilot will trade down. It's a trade down loan. It will start in early 2026 to help homeowners, in particular older people, to downsize to a smaller home. So the loan functions like what would have been a bridging loan previously. Borrowers can buy the new property before selling their current one, using both properties as security. There's an interest rate, a variable interest rate of 7%, repayable within 12 months from the sale proceeds. So it will make it probably easier than ever if you want to downsize. And that's the whole point, whether you want to do it or not. And if you're in the market for it, maybe this is the perfect product for you. Kitty got in touch with us. Kitty, is this something that would appeal to you?
Yeah, it would. Yeah. I think you explained it pretty well, Anna. I had a look online before I came online, and I was kind of struggling to understand what it was about, but I didn't have much time to read into it. I mean, I'd move in the morning if it could. I mean, I'm in a three-bed house. We've our attic converted as well. We have one child. And, you know, I still have about $250,000 left on the loan. And I'm in my 50s. And I could probably sell my house tomorrow, pay off the mortgage, maybe have enough to move in an apartment. But they're not available. They're not available. So if you look at the statistics, I had a little look online and I just put it into AI. You know, there's about 840,000 people in the last census that are about 65 and older So it's about 16% of the population are about 65 and older. So then I put in, you know, how many people are living in private homes in Ireland? There's about 1.2 million people living in private homes. So I thought, right, well, say, what's 15% of 1.2 million? So you have maybe on average 180,000 people that are 65 and older that are living in houses or flats. And that what percentage of that are three-bedroom homes? I mean, I know a lot of people, a lot of women. I heard of a story recently of a man was telling me, and he lives in a kind of a big town near Dublin, and he says, oh, you know, I go and visit my neighbours every day. They're all widows. There's seven widowers living in a row, each one living in a bungalow. Like, yes, I think they would love to downsize, but they'd like to maybe live together. And we don't have that in Ireland, you know, like in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Spain has a very good culture. They have these places called Centro Cívicos, Casas de Cultura. That means cultural houses. And they're in nearly every town and village in Spain, these centres where people can come together. I live in a town of about 17,000 people. We don't even have a community centre. So, like, we have to take all that into consideration before, you know, people start to downsize.
You're in Kildare, Kitty, are you?
Yes.
Yeah. So you would downsize and you would avail of this new product by Bank of Ireland, but you need to find the right place, basically. And is that because you're saying you wouldn't be able to find the right place in the same town?
Well, I have been keeping an eye out for maybe 2 years, and like, there's no two-bedroom houses available. There are no apartments kind of available at the moment. So it's a bit difficult to move. I know my family, you know, they don't want to move. They don't want to move too far. They don't like the change. But, I mean, if something became available that was nice, like, you know, I might persuade them. But they're not there at the moment. Like, you know, if, you know, they need, I think, you know, each estate that's been built, maybe they need to say, right, you know, 16% of this housing estate should be earmarked for, you know, people that want to live maybe in a co-housing community. And maybe that percentage could be directly funded by the government, you know, to compensate the builder. And then people that are living in a housing estate, the housing estate beside me maybe has about 35 years old. People would move if they knew at the corner of their housing estate, oh, there's a place there we could move into, we could downsize, and we can still live in our community, and maybe I can actually rent out my home, or maybe, you know, sell it on to one of my children. And that way, you know, people won't be stressed about, oh, I'm leaving my community and, you know, everything else. You know, that's a real possibility. It's all about...
No, I hear you. You're open-minded to it, but it needs to be the right place in the right location, I guess, and you're perfectly entitled to that. Let me just read out a few of these. Moving from your home that you invested years in, creating memories, planting your garden, rearing your children is a mammoth decision. The scuffs created by toddlers on the floor, marking their height on the door... All who strive to put a roof over their family deserves to keep it, says Mary. She certainly painted a very positive picture of that family home and how hard it is to let it go. Jenny's on the line. Jenny, what do you think?
I personally think it's a really good idea. I kind of understand where people with families are coming from. We don't have children, but we're in a position where we've got, you know, a decent amount of equity in our house that would clear our mortgage and have enough left over to buy something outright. And I appreciate, you know, that's not the experience for a lot of people when they're trying to get on the ladder. But the thing that's put us off actually moving into, you know, a smaller place is the whole thing of the stress of being in a chain and having to sell your own place and just that whole thing. Because it's, I mean, anyone who's bought a house or, you know, sold a house knows how stressful it is. I think something like this, when I heard it first morning, I was like, oh my God, that's a brilliant idea.
Because of the way the features of this loan and the way it functions like a bridging loan?
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. Because like when we've looked at places that we think, all right, like we'd like to move here and, you know, slightly smaller house or whatever, the thing that always stops us is the whole thing of, right, we'd have to put our house up on the market. We had gone to look at a couple of places back, you know, 2 or 3 years ago. And I mean, the estate agents, all they want to know is basically, that you say agrees, you know, and if you're not, and you're kind of reluctant because, you know, you don't want to be going through all the stress of getting the house up on the market and all of that without knowing that you've got somewhere to essentially move to. I think that there's, look, it's not going to suit everyone, and I certainly don't think that anyone should be being forced out of, you know, a family home. If that's their home, that is their home and they choose to stay there. But I think there are going to be people who this type of thing is absolutely ideal for, and it's
I think you make a good point, Jenny. If you're already thinking or shopping around or, you know, in that kind of mind frame, it may well be the solution and take, as you say, it's a pretty stressful process, even, you know, normal buying of a house, never mind downsizing like this. Let me read some of these texts before I go to our next caller. Why would someone downsize? You cannot stay in the area you're living. You'll pay the same amount for a smaller house as you'll get for your own. What's the benefit, says Chris. Someone else says, I would definitely downsize. I have a 4-bed terraced house in Shannon. I'm a single guy with 3 children moving on, and I would like to let one of them take it over as the family house. Another guy at work wants to do the same thing. Someone else, it might be downsizing, but it's going to cost the same for an apartment as the house. Ray, what do you think about all this?
Well, the way I see it is the banks are never going to do anything that kind of benefits the people, are they really? I mean, they're a large corporation, and the way they're kind of advertising this is sort of a remortgaging of the house. I mean, My mother's 72, and my father, the two of them, they paid off the mortgage, they own the house. Now, I know they've gotten some sort of senior loan of a percentage of the equity of the house, and essentially they don't have to pay that back. Now, it falls on us, me, my siblings, to pay that back. If we don't pay, we will essentially have to sell the house. Now, look, that's their choice. That's what they want to do. It's their house. It's their money. They can do what they wish. But I think what the banks are trying to do here is they're basically trying to force people or con people into a sense that, you know, you could really just sell your home and buy yourself a nice little property, not have to worry about paying back any money. And I think there is taxes, isn't there, for gifting a certain amount of money to
your children,
family or siblings. Yeah, there is, isn't there?
Yeah. I think what they're doing here is looking at a section of society and going, will we make it easier? And of course, they're going to do it, as, you know, they're commercial organisations. They're running businesses, so it needs to be viable for them as well, of course. But they, you know, they've seen a gap here. And they're going to try and make it easier, I suppose, and attractive for people who might be halfway there as it is.
Yeah. I mean, I just see it as a con, really.
Really?
As far as I'm concerned. I mean, look, there's very good incentives there, and there's a lot of government grants for first time buyers, and there's a lot there. I mean, I suppose the real problem is inheritance tax, really, isn't it?
Mm.
Is this a way for the banks to kind of help people get away around that, or is it another con in that they're just trying to, you know, obtain more property and obtain a bigger portfolio as the bank?
Yeah. Or is it a way for older people who've worked all their lives to solve a government problem? A lot of other people are saying. Jill is on the line. Let me bring in Jill. What are your thoughts on this?
My thoughts are, and I've actually never heard anybody say this before, but I think it's really important to make a point of it.
Yes, please.
I know of grandparents whose children are grown up, have left home, and they've downsized maybe to a 2-bedroom apartment. For financial reasons is a separate issue. That's different.
Sure.
But these people downsize just to have a smaller home to live in, easier to maintain, etc.
More manageable.
And they realized that they made the biggest mistake of their lives, because when their children's husbands or wives, and their grandchildren came to visit, there literally was no place for them to be. So their visits turned out to be a cup of tea and gone. I live on my own. I have a good 4-bedroom house. I have 4 children, and I love when they come home with their, in my case, wives and my 2 grandchildren, and we all have space to be together and to stay overnight. So I think that's really important to point that out.
That's a very valid point. So when family come to stay or to visit, if you've downsized into a smaller space, you think that the visits will be kind of cut short based on the amount of space available for the whole family?
Absolutely. And I know families that have happened to. I'm thinking of one family in particular who had 5 children, and they couldn't even be under the same roof on Christmas Day because there just was not the space for their children, their children's husbands or wives, and their grandchildren.
Right.
So I think and I think the government needs to stop putting pressure on older people who, as you've said many times, have spent a lot of time and hard work paying for their homes. And now the government, because they've made a mess of the housing situation and we're now in a major crisis, are trying to put pressure on people who have worked hard all their lives to have a home, where they now want their children and their grandchildren to be able to come home to visit, to spend time and not feel that they have to rush because they're literally in too small a space.
Mm. It's also, and a lot of people are pointing this out in texts into the show, it's a hugely emotional attachment, a home.
Absolutely.
To walk away from the memories is, you know,
absolutely,
could be very difficult.
Absolutely.
Especially if you're only doing it for financial,
yeah,
reasons.
Yeah. I have toys here that my sons played with and now my grandson plays with them. And if I downsize, I just wouldn't have space for any of that kind of... And that's just one set of items. There are many other things that my children love coming home to, because this really is, and they still call it home, even though they have homes of their own now.
So you won't be going anywhere?
Absolutely not. And the government can fix the housing crisis, as sorry and all as I feel for younger people. And I really, really, really do. I think it's shocking that so many of them who work hard, maybe even have two jobs,
yeah,
and they still can't afford a decent mortgage for a home of their own. It's absolutely disgraceful. But please stop putting pressure on my generation, people over 60, who have worked hard to have homes of their own, who now want their children to come and their grandchildren to come to be able to visit, stay overnight, stay for the weekend. That can't happen if you're in a two-bedroom apartment and you might have two or three or four children who now have families of their own.
Of course, and they're all on top,
yeah,
of each other. No, you make a very,
exactly,
good point, Jill. Someone else says, I'd love to sell my five-bedroomed house on 1.5 acres and downsize to a two-bed modular home on a quarter of an acre of my property, but wouldn't get the planning permission because I already have a home, nothing available to buy. So I'm stuck where I am, unfortunately. Let people build. So that's another day's issue in terms of people trying to get planning permission and it being rejected over and over again. Now, coming up next on the show, thank you to all our callers on that topic.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.